It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Speaking of drama. All right, so Bam Margera. We always messed up that. Of Jackass. Okay, remember back on the day, MTV. Well, he was on Dr. Phil. Now, this has been a very much anticipated session, and I watched actually some of it, and I never watched Dr. Phil. I was sucked in. He's opening up about his mental breakdown and how his son, who is 1 year old at the time, prevented him from attempting suicide. Here he is a little bit, though, talking about his trials and tribulations with his mom.
My mom can make me go bonkers. She doesn't listen to you. She already knows what she's going to say of her problem with you when you're trying to ask me a question. And then when she's talking, it's usually negative. It's something that she has a problem with. It makes me go mental.
Yes. And so I think this is an ongoing. You can check it out online as well. It's super intense. Dr. Phil stepping in there. And it is World Suicide Prevention Day. And Bam goes on to say that it is his toddler son, Phoenix, who prevented him from attempting to end his life just like a month ago.
Wow.
Yes. So he's getting really raw, really real. Also getting real, Sarah Palin. She and Todd Palin are Splitsville. Todd Palin has filed for divorce from Sarah. Citing incompatibility of temperament, which is interesting.
Before I got on a flight to get up here, I was out ice fishing on my frozen lake, and my husband was out snow machining.
So, okay. We haven't heard from Sarah Palin in a hot minute. They find it, quote unquote, impossible to live together as husband and wife. And Todd has asked to dissolve the couple's 31-year marriage.
So wait, what's that separation title again? Because I just, in case my wife's listening.
Okay, write this down. Yeah. Incompatibility of temperament.
Okay.
That's what they're going with.
I think that's what she'll use as an excuse.
Not the old irreconcilable differences, which is the usual.
There's pills for that. There should be no problem with that anymore.
Well, Nick Cage, John Travolta are at it again. Get ready for Face Off, the sequel.
Okay. Please, man, don't shoot me. I'm scared, Johnny.
So crazy.
Well, I think you better pull the trigger.
I could not find a clip from Face Off that didn't cuss. That was like the only one. I forgot how intense that movie is. So get ready. They're making it, and the guys say they couldn't be more excited. It's going to be better than that first one. I kind of forgot that Face Off existed, but now
doesn't
it was
a
pretty
good
movie.
Tom Cruise and Nicolas Cage? Oh, no, sorry.
No Tom Cruise.
Oh, my God. Who's the guy?
John Travolta.
John Travolta. Why yeah. Okay, I honestly ripped my face off. I'm giving up on life right now. I can't do this.
And lastly here, well, you're in better shape than Bobby Brown, who is sitting in the first class section of a JetBlue flight when an incident occurred. Basically, passengers sitting around Bobby say he was kind of disruptive and drunk, and he was throwing a fit, and he was removed from the aircraft apparently because he was intoxicated. I mean, is this something new, like drunk on a plane?
No, I think
but
that's
he was just being like rambunctious, I guess. So he was removed from the Boston bound airplane.
I take my part, and I take it hard for me even being a part of it.
Yeah, so they took him off before they took off. So he didn't get to go on the plane at all.
Hey, I'm Bobby Brown. I'm going
to
dance all over first class.
You have to be pretty smashed. Because obviously in first class, they serve you cocktails. They don't really frown upon cocktailing, but you got to be pretty disruptive.
I have only been in first class for one flight, which was like 30 minutes. But other than that in my life, I've always been afraid when I've been drinking on a plane that I'm going to be that guy that somehow gets affected by it so bad that they're going to have to tase and restrain me. Just like
you?
Like a whole other side of me will happen at 30,000 feet. Like the Hulk drinking. I'm like, oh,
oh, oh. I can't wait to go on our first trip together, Joe.
Give me all the gin and tonic you have.
Wow.
Okay, well.
Back
feel
to
better.
Reality.
There we go. Mackenzie with the garbage here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. A dating etiquette coach says that a guy should ask a woman this question on the first date. And if she says no, then there's probably not going to be a second date. I think this is a great question to ask.
What is it?
I'll tell you coming up next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.